Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got somebody very important who's going to join us here in just a few seconds. As you know, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And from time to time, actually every half hour just about, we have a different expert on the show who's a member of our Brain Trust. And one of those outstanding experts is our good friend Penelope Shugross. And Penelope is a financial advisor. She is the founder of Wealthy Choices, Inc. I'm sorry, Wealthy Choices, LLC. And she's here to talk to us about five very important questions that you and I need to ask ourselves. Penelope, welcome back to the show.
Delighted to be with you again.
It's good to have you back, Penelope. One of the things that I know that you do is to help business owners make sure that they ask themselves the kinds of questions, the answers to which will help them get better, will help them to seek excellence. And I'd like for you to talk to us about some of those today.
Certainly, we have people who want to leave the corporate world and want to get into being their own business owners. So the question areas that I came up with and that I've seen over the years play out well are, the first one is plan. Obviously, can you come up with an idea for a business that is something different, something better, something improved? Can you set that unique idea into system? Because it's one thing to have ingenuity, the brilliance to come up with the idea.
Right.
Another is to really create the structure around it. And a book that I'd recommend, if you don't mind, is Jennifer Massey Sander and Peter Sander, Niche and Grow Rich, for somebody who's at the beginning of that process.
Yeah.
They wrote a very nice book that sort of walks you through how to think about how that inspiration might become a marketable idea.
How to find your niche?
Yeah, Niche and Grow Rich is their title. Very nice. I had spoken to them some time ago, and I really admired the way they came at that.
Well, and I haven't seen the book, but it sounds like they're onto something because, you know, as I've talked about on the show many times before, how many people have you and I seen, Penelope, who've done very well, been very successful by finding a niche inside of a niche inside of a niche?
That's right. That's right. And they sort of help you think that out. So that's a useful resource for them.
Why do you think more people don't plan?
Because
is it like homework?
Well, part of it is the excitement of the idea. The idea seems so grand that it seems like, oh, it can't fail. It's the I'll do it, and everybody will just have a demand for this,
right,
and it'll be beautiful.
Right. I'd like to recommend another book. The world's guru on business planning is Tim Berry, and he's a good friend of ours. He's the guy who taught the world how to business plan, especially small business world. And his book is The Plan As You Go Business Plan. I think that's how it goes. But go to timberry.com. You can find it. But what I liked about his book, Penelope, is it's a 21st century real world book on business planning. It's not some stuffy, you know, banker venture capital approach like we did in the 90s. It's a real 21st century approach. So that's another good one. All right, so plan. First thing you got to do is plan. What's next?
The next is advice. That's the next area. How do you handle advice and criticism? Can you make use of both of them?
Advice hurts. Criticism hurts.
Yeah,
advice,
both of them.
Advice disagrees with us, and criticism, hurts. It stings.
Yeah. And then how do you know if it's genuine advice? And if an idea that challenges you, as you say, do you just immediately get rid of it because it challenges you, or do you have a mental process that helps you work through it? And then how do you deal with the self-interested manipulation?
Yeah.
A friend or somebody who is needling you, moving you in a direction that benefits them for some reason, and you don't quite get it because you think it's a friend.
Do you know Noah St. John? Noah St. John is a friend of ours. He's in your part of the world.
Yeah.
And he talks about people who can give you advice that is believable, that's people that you find that you trust, you value their opinion, You believe when they tell you something, even if it hurts, it's for the right reasons. He calls those people loving mirrors.
Ah, yes, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah. So the thing is it's not that I think maybe that we're so resistant to advice and critiquing. I think it's maybe because a lot of it's because we haven't found the person who we think is worthy of giving that. All the, you know, sometimes people give us advice and critiques that are not qualified.
That's correct, and they have other agendas.
Yeah, so you gotta find, and usually the person who can help you is somebody who's gone before you in this area, right?
Well, sometimes it is, and sometimes it's just somebody who knows you well enough and sees you getting better.
Yeah.
And if you have people who always loved you and been there for you, sometimes though they're not an expert in the field, they can see you getting distorted.
Right.
You and they can call your attention.
But
to
they
got
to love you enough to tell you when you're heading down the wrong road.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's tough. They got to love you enough to have tough love, right?
Yeah, they do. That's correct. Yeah. I agree with you about that.
All right, what's next?
The next is problems. Can you identify a real problem and cope with it?
Hmm.
Because sometimes a problem is masked by the circumstances. For instance, I had a story from a liquor store owner who told me profits were down. And he thought it was because of the recession and unemployment and stuff like that. What it really was inventory control and five-finger discounts. He didn't have a good procedure for dealing with the stuff coming off the truck into the store, and that was his vulnerability. For some reason, I don't know why, he didn't have it in order.
I call those mechanical problems as opposed to fundamental problems. If you got a product nobody wants to buy, if your price point isn't right, if you're in the wrong, if you've got those kinds of problems, those are fundamental systemic problems, and they're harder to fix. But when you've got something like you're talking about, the pilferage and that sort of thing, that's a mechanical problem. That can be fixed, can it?
Yes, it can, and it is a matter of systems. It is a matter of being aware of that. But there are a lot of times where we see something going wrong, and we don't get what the real problem is.
Right. This is when I think that advice comes in. A lot of times we need some advice from somebody to point these things out. Penelope, hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back, folks, with Penelope Shugross. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. It's 20 after. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll. Answer our poll question while you're there. And you'll like the question. We always have a different one up every week. And if you'll go there and check it out, it's over on the right side of the website. And so that's smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too, while you're there. Penelope Shugross is with us, ladies and gentlemen. That's spelled T-Z-O-U-G-R-O-S. If you're Googling her, you're going to have to put the T-Z together, but it's pronounced Shugross. And she is the founder of Wealthy Choices, LLC. Penelope, tell us a little bit about Wealthy Choices.
Well, Wealthy Choices is now offering some telecourses. It is available all over the country. I'm registered in all 50 states so that I can help anyone wherever they're living. I also have international clients.
Right.
It is financial planning. The two telecourses, one is on retirement, so you can sit on your phone and we do four classes together to help you figure out how to retire.
Right.
And the other one is the basics of how to get your money together. And the newest stuff is the TV show. I'm delighted about it.
Wow.
To go on public access to as many stations as we can get it to. So
congratulations. What's the name of the TV show?
Money Makeover.
Ah.
Yeah. We're having great fun with it.
Congratulations. That. Where are you producing that from?
It's in Boston. And
yeah.
the next city that's going to pick it up is Sudbury. And then we're going to start just trying to find everybody who's got a public access station to tell us what the drill is. Sometimes you need to have people who live in the town say they
right.
want to show.
Right, right.
We've got a bunch of things.
So
like
how can we find it in the meantime? Is it online?
No, we're working on that. We're just in the process of doing that. We had a meeting with.
Will you be sure to let me know when you get it done, and we'll let my audience know about that.
All right, thank you.
Be glad to help you with that, Penelope Shugross, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about. By the way, give us the website, please.
www.wealthychoices.com.
.com. Okay, so check that out, and she can help you wherever you are. Ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we're talking about these five questions. We talked about plan. Are you planning? Got to ask yourself, do I have a plan? Number two, how do I do taking advice? Number three, do I address problems the right way? And then you got two more.
Right, and one other aspect of can you not only define the problem, but how do you view problems? If you have the attitude about problems, of course there's going to be problems. Let's get on with it. Let's fix it.
Yeah.
Or you have the attitude, not another problem. I can't deal with this. Then, obviously, that kind of problem where you expect to have smooth sailing and you get thrown by new problems, of course that becomes a problem.
If you aren't a problem solver,
right.
If you're only a problem manager,
yep.
Which some people are, and you're not a problem solver, get it the heck off my desk. Let's get this done. Let's get rid of this. Let's move it out of here. If you're not that kind of a person, you're not going to survive as a small business owner because you can't keep accumulating problems even if you're managing them.
That's it. And you also have to not have them distract you from your purpose. So problems
right.
can't distract
you. And Penelope, I have to say something. Ladies, you're great managers of problems. But you're not always great problem solvers. I found this to be true, Penelope, about women. Their first instinct is to manage that problem and to be proud of themselves for doing that. And a man is more likely to fix it and get the heck out of his life. And that's if I could give women one piece of advice, it would be to fix the problem, think about how to fix it and get rid of it, not just manage it. What do you think?
The difference is the environment in which you live. If you're a mom in a house, you have to manage the problem because it's not going to go away.
But it might. I guess here's my question. Here's my point, Penelope.
Yep.
If you got a problem, do your best to figure out a way to make it go away.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That
yeah.
in the long run, but
yeah.
there are
and the ladies in my audience, Penelope, know I love them. They know I do too much programming for them not to know that. But I just have to. But it's just some tough love I have to give out.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Resiliency.
Resilience. Yes, that's important. How many times can you go forward? Do you have a mental attitude that you can pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and go on again and again and again?
Yeah.
There isn't anything else you can do. You've got to keep finding another way to energize yourself because sometimes you are the only energy.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't anyone else to do that.
You're the alpha member of your organization.
Right?
Right? You got to be. You're right about this. I mean, the things that the business owners I know that have made it are the ones who have been resilient. They haven't always had the best plan, the most money, or the greatest idea or product, but they were the most resilient.
That's it.
Penelope, I got 30 seconds. The last one is trust. Quickly.
Why should people trust you, your product, or your leadership? And who do you trust?
Trust is the glue that holds us all together.
That's right. And if you don't have that, if you have a model that people are not trustworthy or the customer is always finagling things,
yep.
Well, boy, do you make a mess.
Move toward people you can trust. Move away from people you can't trust.
Yep.
Give us the website again, Penelope.
www.wealthychoices.com.
Penelope Shugross, spelled TZOUGROS. Penelope, will you come back again real soon?
I'll be happy to.
We've enjoyed having you here. Penelope, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.